You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
I think rather than weird, educated.
Educated. Oh, okay. And a bit
we
weird.
We could change that.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. I think getting weirds and getting educated, they're in the same sort of
weirdly
ballpark.
Educated.
Weirdly educated. What are we talking about
this
morning?
This is one I've actually been toying with this for quite a while, and it's really interesting. And it's, why do we have personalities? Where do they come from? Why are they all different?
Oh. That is, we're getting right into the existential stuff at quarter to eight in the morning.
Yeah.
Today. I feel like
you're just waking up, having your first cup of coffee.
First week back at work. What is personality? Who are you?
I feel like I just spiraled just then in my mind.
It's just okay. The vortex opened up.
Yeah.
Well, it actually starts off, I'll go a little bit, I've got the five traits of personality, which I'll do at the end, but I like to know where our actual personalities come from. They start off before we're born, and it comes from our parents.
Mm. Really?
It's in our genes. They pass down
Levi's
things
or?
Like physical traits like hair and eye colour, and they also give us a different different personality traits.
Okay, so it is actually genetic a little
bit. But okay. It's not set in stone.
Okay.
But it's as you grow up, all your life experiences and all that, even little babies, you start to express your own personality. Maybe you smiled or laughed.
Aww.
I reckon you smiled and laughed a lot, Tess.
Oh, thanks,
happy
Rob.
Baby.
Because you're a happy person.
Isn't that a yoga move? Isn't that a yoga move, happy baby, when
no,
you have to like...
I think it's... Is it?
I think it is. And they make you like hold your feet and roll around. It's always quite funny.
Maybe that was something else. Did you read what was actually on the door before you walked in?
There's child's pose.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Is happy baby a thing, guys? Have I just made that up? 5395,
if
please.
You haven't, like, yeah, you're going to Google it now.
Yeah.
It is a thing.
Oh.
Damn it.
Yes.
It's got a proper name, though. It's not really called happy baby.
Well, my yoga teacher calls it happy baby.
So as we're growing up, we're always looking for information from other people to figure out how to navigate life, really.
Ooh. Cool.
You should get that on a T-shirt.
You may notice that your family or friends or others may react to the way you behave. You might learn, or we hope you do, and can you actually change your behaviour?
That's pretty
spooky. So I've got
spooky.
An example here. Say when you was like 2 years old, you could run around with spaghetti over your face and on your head, and everybody would think, look at Tess.
Look at Tess go.
Look how cute she is.
So it's actually kind of important for the people around you to show your honest reactions
so
to
you
your behaviour.
So imagine doing that
too.
When you was 18, it'd be, Tess, what are you doing? Completely
I mean,
different reaction. Hopefully,
get
you
that spaghetti off
that.
Your head, Tess.
So it's actually
no one wants to see it.
So it's actually other people influence our personality as well.
So is that because you kind of like subconsciously or consciously watch people's reactions
yeah.
to how you?
But then
of
I
move.
Actually thought about that. You could actually think, well, actually, when I was a little kid, everybody thought how cute it was. And then you got that reaction, that laughy reaction.
Mm. And you're just like, I want to keep that
just,
glory
yeah,
going.
I just want the adulation.
But also,
I'm going to keep the spaghetti up.
There's like a level of how much you can interpret how other people are reacting, right? Like,
yeah.
You can, you know, what if you get it wrong?
Yeah, some people do.
Yeah.
And some people have, you know, different ways of processing, you know, social cues and stuff as well. So I guess that kind of all contributes to it.
Right. I actually have... Oh, where are they? All our different personalities, where they come. Oh, yeah. Right.
Flicking through your notes there.
Now, in the 70s, and psychologists, the people that know lots of things, come up with 5 accepted personality traits, which we've all got. And some of these, I can't believe. It was almost like doing someone's star sign, doing this when I was reading it. Same sort of thing, but I think it's real.
Intrigued.
Right, well, you've got openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness and neuroticism.
Oh, I've got a bit of that.
So, those are the 5.
That's like being neurotic?
Yeah, that's being neurotic,
I've
right?
I've got that.
So, those are the 5 like key traits.
Yeah. Oh, does everyone have all of those?
I think we do, and I'll go through them very quickly. I think we've got a little bit of all of this in all of us. Like, no one's a complete neat freak or a complete slob. I think you're in the middle. You do get people either side, but maybe average people are somewhere in the middle. You're a neat slob.
Neat slob, all right. Yeah.
So, right, openness. That is open to experience. If you're open to experience, You enjoy adventure, you're curious, and you appreciate art. You've got an good imagination.
You appreciate art, that's in there. Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, people low in openness are just the opposite. They prefer to stick to their habits.
Oh,
you know, like Ron Swanson, same haircut
and
for
then
30 years.
Swanson. You don't enjoy art?
I thought you just said all of Swanson, and I was like, that's a bit mean.
Well, yeah,
Swanson
probably all
alone.
Of Swanson as well.
We love you, Swanson.
So, yeah, people that are a bit, right, conscientiousness. People who are organised, if you're really conscientious, you're organised, you've got a strong sense of duty, they're dependable, disciplined, and achievement-focused. I'm looking at you two there.
Oh, thank you.
I wouldn't say I'm disciplined.
People low in it are more spontaneous and freewheeling.
Sorry?
People who have got less of it or are low in it are spontaneous and freewheeling.
Freewheeling.
So I think we're all a bit spontaneous. That's what I mean. You can't be one
no
or the
one's,
other.
No one's one thing set in stone.
Right. Extroversion versus introversion. This is the most recognisable personality trait, right? Mm. And the more extrovert someone is, the more of a social butterfly they are. Extroverts are chatty, sociable, and draw energy from crowds, which I think is us, because we wouldn't be here otherwise.
Just having a yarn.
But introverts, on the other hand, need plenty of time alone.
Oh, yeah. This again can be both, right?
I'm both of those.
Yeah.
I'm both of those. It's often confused with shyness, but they definitely aren't shy.
Yeah.
I mean, shy implies a fear of social interactions, whereas introverts can be perfectly charming at parties, but then go home to their cave and they're really happy.
Mm. Their cave. All introverts are actually bats. That's how it works.
Actually, you could say that either way, because bats could mean something else. Well, agreeableness measures the extent of a person's warmth and kindness. The more agreeable someone is, the more likely they are to be trusting, helpful, and compassionate.
That's quite nice. It's good to be a bit agreeable, isn't it?
Disagreeable people are cold and suspicious of others.
Ooh. Rachel's looking at me as if
it's because you were just doing
just
like a shifty eye thing. You were just like doing a sort of quick looking. Oh, someone's texting, there is a post called Happy Baby. Thank you very much. Great for releasing tension and having a good giggle. Namaste and happy days. Cherry from Yoga Haven. Sure, Cherry. Thank you for that.
And then
someone else has said hell is other people. So that's the difference
of
the text coming in.
Which I think is an interesting point, Rob. They said, the issue with these personality factors is that they're not static. So compare the same person who's just woken up compared to, say, someone at a good party in a good mood.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a different...
Exactly. Never thought of that. And lastly, you got neuroticism. I've never watched Seinfeld.
Finger guns
right?
for neuroticism.
I've never watched Seinfeld, but because I think it's shit.
Oh.
Sorry, shouldn't have said that early in the morning. But apparently, there's a character in there called George Costanza. Mm-hmm. And if you want to know about neuroticism, just watch him for 10 minutes.
That seems like a fair call, I think.
They have real anxiety.
Do you have notes to explain it a bit?
What?
Or no?
I just did.
In case. Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, sure.
Maybe like Chandler,
like
Chandler
anxiety,
from Friends.
Like,
constantly
conscious
He's stressed out. He didn't take a job because there wasn't a private toilet there or something.
Fair
and he was
enough.
Stressing
I
out about germs
that.
And all that.
Yep.
So I think...
Tess is going
good
fair.
Point.
Seems
it's,
fair.
It's all got hands on your hips and everything. Obviously, should I be worried?
Have you ever done one of those personality tests? The ones, I never remember what they're called, but the ones with the like letters, you know, and it's like ENJP something or other.
Right.
Is it the Myers-Briggs? Is that what it is?
I think so.
I think that's the one. I'm very bad at that because I haven't got the patience to get through it, which I feel like probably is its own separate category. That's the one that I've never really been able to do. Is it the Myers-Briggs people? Please text me. 5395.
I think every living thing has a personality. Cats definitely do. You know cats do. Dogs
cats
do.
Cats definitely do. Dogs do.
I think even ants, amoebas, maybe not. I don't know.
Amoebas. That's a particularly agreeable amoeba, that one there. What an extroverted amoeba.
Two different types of ants?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Somebody's just said, Rob, Seinfeld is genius. This is the first time I have ever disagreed with Rob.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, you know, we aren't all...
I tried watching it, just couldn't get it.
Do you like Larry David?
Who's he?
Tess is looking absolutely gutted.
Just like, I'm really happy because I read Mighty Boosh might be coming back again.
Oh,
I'm
I'd be
so
into
happy
that.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should look in. I think, like, have you ever watched Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, it's just...
Well, sorry
Part
to the person.
Have you ever watched Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yep.
That's Larry David.
Oh, is it?
The main guy, yeah.
Well, there you go, then.
Yeah, I just don't think Jerry Seinfeld's a funny geezer. Like,
what about
Larry
David?
Everybody loves Raymond. No, they don't.
Oh, yeah. But that's the joke, right?
Hot takes this morning.
Nobody likes Raymond.
Yeah. Seinfeld sucks and no one likes Raymond. There we go.
I like Everybody Hates Chris.
It wouldn't be be funny if the show was called No One Likes Raymond.
Like, no one likes me.
Yeah, Raymond's just a complete tool.
There we go.
You can say that before 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you can say that.
So there you go. I think it's they don't know why we have different personalities. I looked at it, it's one of them things, it's just
a little bit of surmise. A little bit of magic.
But I think it's brilliant and it makes the world a fantastic place.
Yeah.
I like how humans have this tendency to want to categorize everything.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
That's
Where's
really
my box?
Like,
put me in my box, please.
We have these five things and that is it. Yeah. Nothing else.
Yeah, yeah. You are one of the five or a bit of the five.
I think I'm everything. The neuroticism is the least thing I've got in me, I think.
No, you're a very laid-back person, Rob. I would say that's fair enough. Well, thank you very much for that. I enjoyed that one this morning. Nice way to start off the year's mind trenches.
I've upset someone, one of my long-time listeners. Good first time they've ever disagreed with me.
Seriously. I'm sure they'll forgive you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.